Today's reading begins in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 21. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 21. How the faithful city has become a whore, she who is full of justice. Righteousness lodged in her, but now murderers. Your silver has become dross, your best wine mixed with water. Your princes are rebels and companions of thieves. Everyone loves a bribe and runs after gifts. They do not bring justice to the fatherless, and the widow's cause does not come to them. Therefore the Lord declares, the Lord of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, Ah, I will get relief from my enemies, and avenge myself on my foes. I will turn my hand against you, and will smelt away your dross as with lye, and remove all your alloy. And I will restore your judges as at the first, and your counselors as at the beginning. Afterward you shall be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. Zion shall be redeemed by justice, and those in her who repent by righteousness. But rebels and sinners shall be broken together, and those who forsake the Lord shall be consumed. For they shall be ashamed of the oaks that you desired, and you shall blush for the gardens that you have chosen. For you shall be like an oak whose leaf withers, and like a garden without water. And the strong shall become tender, and his work a spark, and both of them shall burn together, with none to quench them. The word that Isaiah the son of Amoz saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and shall be lifted up above the hills, and all the nations shall flow to it. And many peoples shall come and say, Come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations, and shall dispute for many peoples. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. For you have rejected your people, the house of Jacob, because they are full of things from the east, and of fortune-tellers like the Philistines, and they strike hands with the children of foreigners. Their land is filled with silver and gold, and there is no end to their treasures. Their land is filled with horses, and there is no end to their chariots. Their land is filled with idols. They bow down to the work of their hands, to what their own fingers have made. So man is humbled, and each one is brought low. Do not forgive them. Enter into the rock, and hide in the dust, from before the terror of the Lord, and from the splendor of his majesty. The haughty looks of man shall be brought low, and the lofty pride of men shall be humbled. And the Lord alone will be exalted in that day. For the Lord of hosts has a day against all that is proud and lofty, against all that is lifted up, and it shall be brought low, against all the cedars of Lebanon, lofty and lifted up, and against all the oaks of Bashan, against all the lofty mountains, and against all the uplifted hills, against every high power, and against every fortified wall, against all the ships of Tarshish, and against all the beautiful craft. And the haughtiness of man shall be humbled, and the lofty pride of men shall be brought low, and the Lord alone will be exalted in that day. And the idols shall utterly pass away, and people shall enter the caves of the rocks and the holes of the ground from before the terror of the Lord, and from the splendor of his majesty when he rises to terrify the earth. In that day mankind will cast away their idols of silver and their idols of gold, which they made for themselves to worship, to the moles and to the bats, to enter the caverns of the rocks and the clefts of the cliffs, from before the terror of the Lord and from the splendor of his majesty when he rises to terrify the earth. Stop regarding man in whose nostrils is breath, for of what account is he? Jerusalem has turned away from God. They have gone from the faithful city to that which is corrupt, and must now be purified. And God describes how he's going to accomplish that purification. This is in order to bring about a restoration. Zion will be redeemed, but those who are corrupt within her will be punished. Lest anyone think that this is merely the anger of the Lord, verse 27 points out that this is done justly. This is the righteous path for God. And he will save those who would repent and return to him. The prophecy that is in chapter 2, verses 2 through 5, is almost completely identical to that which we see in the book of Micah, chapter 4. They share many themes of judgment, and give a picture of future reconciliation with God. In the midst of this scene of judging Jerusalem, this is a point in which there is a ray of hope in all of this. This is an important prophecy to give hope. Verse 6 starts another section here in which it describes God's judgment and all those things that people arrogantly rely upon, whether it's their military might, some alliances with foreign powers, economic strength, or even some sort of religious ritual. All of these things are going to fall short. God alone will be recognized as the one who is in control, who is in power, and the only one on whom anyone can truly rely. Out of all of this, God will be exalted. Down through verse 18, several times the pride and the arrogance of man is mentioned. Those that are proud, those that are lofty. And it is pride that leads man to turn his back on God and rely only on himself. Whereas God wants to truly be our Father and care for us, but we must humble ourselves and come to Him. We cannot stand arrogant and prideful. Pride will result in judgment from God. So here he gives 9 examples of both natural and man-made things that are lifted up as replacements for God or those things that they might see as strong, but God can overthrow them all. From large, strong trees to ships that man uses to go about conducting trade, even those religious idols that are made. And verse 22, stop regarding man in whose nostrils is breath, for of what account is he? Out of all that pride and arrogance, man forgets that the very breath that he breathes is a gift from God. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.